From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. Utah Senator Mike Lee sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr yesterday. Lee requested details on if and how the Trump administration stopped several mass surveillance programs. Those programs were authorized under certain provisions of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which expired earlier this year. Lee, a Republican, sent the letter jointly with Democratic Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy. They wrote, quote, "Congress and the American people have a right to know if this or any other administration is spying on people in the United States." Utah Congressman John Curtis is hoping that telehealth will be a permanent option for patients. The Republican joined three Democratic representatives in introducing a bill yesterday to study the impacts of telehealth during the pandemic. Congress passed regulatory changes that made it possible to expand phone and video health services during the crisis. Curtis says that making those permanent would mean greater access for people in rural communities and less expensive health care. A companion bill will also be introduced in the Senate later this week. Utah's 7-day average of new daily COVID-19 cases is now at 610. Governor Gary Herbert has said the goal is to bring that number to under 500 by August 1st. Yesterday, the State Department of Health reported 486 new cases of the disease. 186 people are currently hospitalized, and officials reported 4 new deaths, bringing the state's total deaths to just over 250. The Utah Jazz will honor the late Jerry Sloan with jersey patches. The NBA resumes its season later today in Orlando. Utah's first scrimmage game isn't until tomorrow, and their first regular season game will be July 30th. The Jazz announced yesterday that its players will sport the number 1,223 on the front of their jerseys. It's a tribute to the number of wins that Sloan had as the head coach of the team. Sloan spent 23 years leading the Jazz, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2009. He died in May from Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. Fireworks are now allowed in certain parts of Utah for Pioneer Day, which is this Friday. Restrictions will be back in place on Saturday. Officials are urging people to be especially careful. The state is going through a historic year for wildfires that are started by people. There are currently 2 burning in Washington County that have consumed over 1,000 acres. County Chief Tom Kuhlman says that he's worried about what more the weekend may bring.
People, even if they have purchased fireworks, if they would please consider saving those for another time or disposing of them properly.
The 2 fires in the county are the Cottonwood Trail, which started Sunday and is now 90% contained, and the Veo West, which has burned for over a week but is now 95% contained. The Turkey Farm Road fire burned almost 12,000 acres, but it's now 100% contained. That fire started because of fireworks. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.